Good morning and welcome to this recorded service by Carey Baptist Church, Moulton, Northampton.
This Sunday is the last Sunday in the Christian year. Next week is Advent Sunday and a new Christian year. But today's Sunday has the theme of Christ the King, which explains the hymn you may just have listened to.
I'm Nikki Jenkins and this is my husband,
Stuart Jenkins.
We're both members at Carey. We're also both mental health chaplains. I'm the mental health chaplain at Berrywood Hospital in Northampton, the old St Crispin's.
And I'm at St Andrew's Healthcare in Northampton. We've been asked to take the service this morning on the theme of mental health and how we can care for our own and each other's mental health.
We're recording this in our home. You may hear our dog Cobbler barking in the background, who sometimes gets a bit freaked out when we start talking to technology. We're in our homes, you in yours, wherever you are. Now we come together. Let us pray. Give us, gracious God, a sense of your presence as we gather now for worship. Grant us gratitude as we remember your goodness, penitence as we remember our sins, and joy as we remember your love. And enable us to lift up our hearts in humble prayer and fervent praise through Jesus Christ, our Saviour and King. Amen.
I've chosen to read some very well-known verses from the Old Testament, from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. For everything, there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. Today is a mild day. It was cloudy, a bit brighter now. But it's pretty average weather, really, for November. Yesterday was very wet. The forecast said it would be wet all day long, but actually the dog and I managed a walk in the morning. The day before that was really quite cold, especially at night. I had to turn the dial on our shower up. And I guess that the ground, and hence the water pipes, are getting colder as we slide into winter. We have seasons and a weather. We have long periods when our underlying feelings don't change very much. We might be feeling good, strong, hopeful. Or we might keep bumping into sadness at every turn. Sometimes we can be angry for months on end, even years on end. Very tiring. And then there are moods that come more quickly and fade faster too. A sense of anxiety. A feeling of pride, perhaps. Maybe the rediscovery of a sense of confidence. Or a sudden time of dread. This internal weather and these internal seasons are our mental health. They're moods that pass like a shower or a heat wave, or longer, deeper feelings that shape us for a long period. And we all experience these changes in our mental health. We don't always notice, though. But it can be good to recognise that today is not the right day for doing something because of how we feel. And most of the changes in our mental health are mild. But some come like a storm, and we may need to seek shelter or help. Nick is going to share some thoughts that come out of the New Testament.
The Bible is full of stories of humanity, people as they wrestle with the ups and downs of life and the anxieties, fears, regrets, and joys and hope that they experience. I've chosen a passage from 2 Corinthians, from a letter that Paul wrote to the first Christians as they struggled with the reality of trying to follow Christ and what that meant for them. It's 2 Corinthians 4, starting at verse 5. Paul writes, "We do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. The light of God in us, the hope of Jesus in us, but we ourselves are mortals, clay pots containing the treasure. We are afflicted, perplexed, persecuted, struck down." Life is full of challenges, and we need each other. We need encouragement. We need some things that we can draw on to help us cope. I'm going to share with you 5 things you may have heard before, things that are talked about sometimes as being things that we can do, 5 ways of keeping our mental well-being. As I talk about them, you might like to think about how they are for you, if there's any one that it might be good to think more on this coming week. The first of the 5 ways of maintaining our mental well-being is to connect. That is very hard in lockdown, but it is important. And as church people, as members of the body of Christ, we are very aware of our connection with one another, how we need each other. We need the gifts of each other. We need to be there to talk and listen to others. We need to feel connected. And in the times of lockdown, with the anxieties of the pandemic around us, we need it more than ever. So don't be tempted to just withdraw further and further into yourself, but make the effort to talk to others, to get in touch, to stay connected and help others feel connected too. The first is connect. The second is give. Again, that's quite hard in lockdown. Many of the ways we usually give of our time, give of our kindness, give of our resources, we can't do a lot of those things at the moment. But make the effort to still give. Give of your time, make that phone call, ring up that person, send that letter. Keep giving of your money. Charities, particularly charities like food banks and refuges, are really struggling at the moment. CARE is still finding ways to give. You can bring things, I think, next week when Advent is 2 weeks' time, when Advent starts, and we can collect for Christmas gifts. Keep giving. Connect, give, take notice. Another really important one to remember for lockdown. It helps our mental health. It is good for our spiritual well-being to take notice of things. Look out the window, take notice of the seasons, take notice of the weather. Feel connected to it. Watch the squirrels. But even inside, you're probably sitting in a room where there are pictures. Apologies for the dog. You're probably sitting in a room where there are pictures on the wall, maybe photographs. You probably haven't really looked at one for ages. Pick one after this is finished and have a look at it. Think of Think of the beauty, think of the connections, think of the stories, think of all it conjures up. Take notice of it. Remember the simple things that give you joy. Connect, give, take notice, keep learning. We are human beings. Part of our frailty, the clay pots that we are, is that we are always growing and learning. We are born as totally dependent creatures who have to learn so much, and we go on learning till the day we die, when we have to keep learning and adapting to changes and things that happen to us. Lockdown can be a really good time to embrace that, to learn something new, to find the time to do things, to read that book we always thought we were going to do and never did, to see opportunities, surprise yourself, take some time to learn from this experience, reflect on it, look again at some of the books of the Bible and learn, see God anew in those ways. And the fifth thing is to be active. Again, not easy, but we're all encouraged to take exercise. And even if you're at home in your house, be as active as you can, move around the room, do some stretches, simple things, but they help us to stay mentally well, and they help us to keep spiritually alive and spiritually active too. We're going to put a bit of that into practice now, the bits about connecting and giving and taking notice. We're going to connect with one another and with God. Think about giving of our time and our prayer as we take notice of the world around us and pray for the world.
It seems to be normal to deny weakness, to refuse to acknowledge any setbacks, and to insist we are never in error. But it must be healthier to say that we and our neighbours are very often weak and frequently feel it. So we pray for those who don't know what to do, but are afraid to admit it. We pray for those who, when the going gets tough, find themselves crumpling. We pray for those who, in the time of hard testing, find themselves apparently alone. In this pandemic, we pray for those out of work, those cut off from family and friends, those unable to afford the rent. We pray for those in countries with a weaker welfare state. We pray for those in transit between a place of violence they had to leave and a safer life in a place they have yet to find. We pray for those who have made mistakes and been punished for it by the courts, or the court of public opinion, or worst of all, by those they loved and counted on. We give you thanks, God of love, for Jesus, who wept, grew angry, and experienced dread and loneliness. We thank you for all those things with which we can treat our mental ill health and that of others. Kindness, friendship, humour, attentiveness, and understanding. We thank you for the skills of those who are specialists in mental health care. Be with those who are overwhelmed, and help us be with them. Be with us in our struggles to cope. And let your light shine in and through these clay pots. Now, God of love, bless us in and through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our second hymn, if you can find it and listen to it, is the American Quaker hymn, Simple Gifts. 'Tis a gift to be simple, to turn and come round right. I hope you enjoy it.